Somebody that doesn't bother him to leave it on his hands is not considered a chasisa. He doesn't have to remove it. Oh, your doctor says it'll happen. There's an ain doctor will happen. Some people are makpid, some are not. Me, your doctor will happen to chasisa. Me, your doctor will happen to chasisa. Ones who are makpid on chasisa, ones are not. Kesef. Oh, yeah, chat sabo. A person was a painter of all the other tzvois. And he said, chasisa al yodav, after the piece of yesh, al yodav, mamosha shal tzvoyne. A person is a painter, even if he has paint encrusted on his hands, it has even a certain thickness. Now, chasisa, because this type of person never fully removes the paint from his hand. Come upon, we're talking about that type of paint. Mr. Bruce says that this helps only for a minority of the hand. If it's a majority of the hand, then we say the rubai, a few of enu makbid, is a problem. That's when it has mamoshes. In the case where a woman, some places, to dye their hands for beauty, that's not considered chasitz at all. So since you're doing it for beauty, it's not a problem. Lo yatzav, a person was not a painter. Im ha yodav tzvuis, yesh mamish b'seba, yodav reiz achoytis. If he had paint on his hands that had a thickness to it, that's considered chasitz, because the average person bothers them to have it on, they would remove it. Shedyoy ha yodav chasitz. Ink, when it's dried out, is chasitz. Velach, when it's still moist, it's not chasitz. Jeru says, this whole discussion, chasitz is only when it's a mamosh, it has a certain thickness to it. But it's just a color that gets absorbed into the skin, and even something you don't like, it's not a chasitz, because there's nothing shooting, sticking onto your body. It's absorbed into the body. Chaynoshim shetakon lesvo yedeyim lenoi, ki yoitzvim, enoiz etzeva chasitz. We mentioned before, a woman will do it for beauty, it's not a chatzitza. And here, the chiddush is that even sound the majority of the hand is not a chatzitza because it's not like something that is chatzitza and not makbid. This is considered the color of her hands. She's the dafka doing it, the color of her hands, and therefore it's not a chatzitza at all. The Rambam says, Gildi makir shal yodav, made a makbid of in a chatzitza. If the scabs from wounds are dried out, then it's not a chatzitza. It's not makbid to remove them, especially if it's painful to remove them. It's not a chatzitza. He doesn't want to remove it. If a person is wearing a ring, they have to remove it. Even if it's loose. If a person is not mapping the when she uses it for kneading dough and the like, she's careful not to get the ring dirty, so that's considered mapping. No, it's mapping, doesn't have to be tafkid, the shasnatis is dying. In the course of the day, she'll be mapping on it. It's not considered that it's part of the hand, buckled to the hand. No, it's not very tight. Some people are naked because they assume the water will get underneath it. But Ramos is recommended because it's hard to know exactly what's considered a tight and what's not. So the bottom line of the ring is by women who do kneading dough and those type of things, generally the rings are considered makbid because it's normal for women to be makbid on those, not to have the ring on those type of things. If a man would have a ring, so he doesn't have a problem of needing dough because he doesn't need dough. So over there, it could be that it won't be considered makbid. Big tradition of some sefer, person has a ring, but he takes it off when he puts on his tefillin, or he takes a lulav because of his pounds chatzitza. Some sefer says that the ring doesn't bother him. It's just so that he should be able to hold the tefillin and the lulav without something separating between his hands and the lulav. That's not considered kfeida. That's something that disturbs you. The Ramosha finds you disagree with that. He says, what's the difference? The concept of chatzitza is not just because bothers you. It's because of something that you want to take off. What's the difference why you want to take off? Sif David Shinatis Hidayim Kol Hayad Adakona Shal Zeroya. First opinion holds until the Hidayim has your entire hand till the wrist. Yishrem and Mokhim Chibet Spoys like Kafayad. Some are more lenient than it's enough from where the fingers join the palm. The Lidakidaya Dash Arishon. Nice is proper to wash the entire hand. The Shasat Chak. If you don't have enough water to do the entire hand, then you can't rely on the more than the opinions. Shabu brings up, I heard him say that if his palm is dirty from something, then everybody agrees that you have to wash that hand.